Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff is out.
I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report, and we are coming to you live from the RWB Network studios here in New York and on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Just when you thought their goose was cooked, there may be another Clinton waiting in the wings to jump into the political arena. You guessed it, Chelsea. Chelsea may run for New York City's 17th congressional district once Nita Lowey decides she's going to retire. That's why the Clintons bought the house in Chappaqua right next to Bill and Hillary's residence. That was for Chelsea and her husband. I guess the people of Westchester, they really won't mind if Chelsea uses some of their Clinton Foundation donation money to, you know, fund a nice wedding or perhaps some sort of event. These Clintons, they're like zombies. They don't go away. They don't go away. All right, let's get to this weekend's headlines. The cupcakes are frosted and the snowflakes continue to melt. Anti-Trump protests in almost every major city have persisted since Tuesday night. However, as predicted, the everybody gets a trophy crowd is becoming more violent by the day. We'll talk about who is at the root of this and what lame duck President Obama's actions might be, if any. Also, President-elect Trump and his top advisors are holding hush-hush meetings at the White House North. In Midtown Manhattan, we'll tell you who's coming, who's going, and then try to make our best guess as to who could be filling the Trump cabinet in the very, very near future. And were the pollsters actually wrong? We'll talk about the two most accurate polls and compare them to the media polls that just garnered way more attention. All that plus 2 million people have signed a petition asking electors not to vote for Donald Trump. We'll also talk about Donald Trump's first 100 days in office and what he needs to do to really be successful. And if you're hungry but too lazy to go out this weekend, I'll tell you about one place you should definitely, definitely not order from, unless, of course, you'd like some Wham burgers and some French fries. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have so much to get to today on this weekend edition of the show. But first, you got to check out RhinoReport.com. RhinoReport.com. I have a new article by Robert. I just got it just prior to this show. I'll put it up on the website under the Rhino Reporters page. You know where to find them. Also, new videos on the Rhino Rants. Lots of stuff there. And you can sign up for our newsletter. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, as always, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air, or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And as always, you can email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance.
It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone right now listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, streamingtalkradio.com, klrnradio.com. That's the replay at 12 p.m. crntalk.com, CRN Channel 1, Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. I can say that. Wow, it's the weekend. Big shout out to those who carry the show over the weekend, 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, and 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia. A big howdy to all you guys. And I can't believe I missed this. I totally goofed yesterday, and I missed this. Thursday was the four-year anniversary of the Red Nation Rising movement. I can't believe I missed that. I mean, I've tried to be a good member of the Red Nation Rising community, and it's just, it's grown, and it's had this tremendous impact on really consolidating what was a base of people that really felt left out, not only after 2008, but even felt even more left out after 2012, the election. Just 4 days later, the movement started, and it's just been this tremendous growth over the last few years, and I'm so, so proud to be a part of it. And you have people that are associated with Jim Lysat and Don Newman and Donna Fiducia, Ron Phillips, these people who are a part of this movement and have helped the radio station. And, I mean, it all began from a single tweet. That's the impact that social media has now. It's ridiculous. It drives our elections. We saw Donald Trump, they had to take his Twitter away from him, which we were all joking about for months before. You got to take it away, right? This guy's going to get himself in trouble. But it's amazing the impact that social media can have. And it really, with the Red Nation Rising movement, you have all the state accounts, you have the website, the radio station, the main account. I mean, they reach like 1 billion people a month. 1 billion! That's a lot of people. And I really believe in my heart of hearts that they had a tremendous impact on this election. And you know what? Maybe it goes to that silent voter. Maybe it goes to that pissed off voter. Who knows? But the consolidation among people, it took a little while. You had your big time Never Trumpers and people who, you know, were the holders of the conservative scrolls. They're smarter than all of us. Who wouldn't come on board. You know, I thought it was smart, by the way, just to get back to R&R for a second, that they didn't endorse anybody during the primaries. It was very much this mentality of, well, guess what? We're all going to go out, we're going to pick somebody, and then get behind that candidate. And there was a silent pledge, if you will, that was honored there, that people like Lindsey Graham and Jeb Bush couldn't honor. John Kasich. So in my opinion, that makes every single person involved with Red Nation Rising more important than Jeb Bush, than John Kasich, than Lindsey Graham. They took the extra step. People are volunteering their time every single day. And now that the election's over, it hasn't stopped. The cause goes on. We have to make sure we hold Donald Trump and his staff accountable for what they said they would do. The list of things that Donald Trump has promised, his contract with the American voter, it's a pretty robust list. I mean, we're going to have to make sure he follows through with this. And sometimes you can almost damn yourself when you do something like that. It all sounds good during a campaign. But what happens if half of these things can't happen by 2020? That's what the left is going to argue. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. I mean, they're going to use essentially the same argument we used against Obama. He has the House. He has the Senate. They got the White House. They didn't do anything. We have to make sure that that doesn't happen. And an organization like Red Nation Rising, they're going to hold Donald Trump accountable. They're going to hold his staff, his cabinet, his advisors, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, whoever the speaker may be. They're going to hold them accountable. And that's what's so great about that organization. And I'm really, really proud to be a part of it. So I apologize for missing that yesterday. But happy fourth birthday. Happy fourth birthday. You know, we were talking about these kids yesterday. Berkeley High School out in Northern California. Oakland Technical High School, Bishop O'Dowd School, Lincoln High School in San Jose. They're having these walkouts to protest Donald Trump. Their little hearts are breaking. They're breaking. And Hillary Clinton didn't win. We didn't get our way. And then we said that the teachers were joining them. And I asked, are the teachers going to be docked pay? I don't believe. Political activism is part of their job description at Oakland Technical High School or Bishop O'Dowd or Lincoln High School. Who's footing the bill for this? Some of these are public schools. Who's footing the bill for the protest? It's the good people of California. You're footing the bill for that. It's getting to the point where there's going to be some sort of divide. Either this stuff calms down or it gets worse. I saw a video and I put it up on my Twitter feed. If you go to @RhinoOnAir, it was the, and now I don't watch this show, so don't judge me here, but it was Big Brother. Okay. I know it's a popular show. Some people like it. I think it's dumb. These people are sequestered in the house. And the host, or whatever her name is, she comes on the TV and she goes, you may be the six people, the only six people left in the world who don't know who won the election. Who do you think won? And five of them raise their hand and say Hillary Clinton won. One of them thinks Donald Trump won, and she uses the reasoning that older white men go out and vote, and that's why Donald Trump won, because millennials don't vote. And you know what? She might be half right in that assessment. I don't think it wasn't 100% correct. So they're all sitting there with bated breath waiting to hear who won the election. And the host, I forget her name, she says, with a projected 306 electoral votes, the next president of the United States will be Donald Trump. And these people were on the verge of crying, and they even said at one point, can we just stay in the house? We don't want to be part of this. Like, that's indicative of what this millennial generation, this everyone gets a trophy, this whatever you want to call it, that's what this generation is. They don't want to be a part of it, and they weren't a part of it, which is why they lost. It's very, very simple. And we'll talk about the polls a little bit later. And that, you know what? Not all of them were wrong. There were some where the numbers were there. But as we talked about during this election, during the primaries, it was how the sampling was used and which questions were omitted to protect everybody from hearing what was actually going to happen. And perhaps had the public been educated that Hillary Clinton really, honestly, never stood a chance, they might not be acting this way. So that makes mainstream media complicit as well. They did a bad job of informing you. But these six people saying, can we just stay in the house? You know what? Stay in the house. Stay there. We don't want you. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hang in there, guys.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You can check out all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Pod, and iHeartRadio. Also, the RWB Network has a new show that we're producing. It's called Tina's Take. Tina is one of our writers for the Rhino Report, so you can check out her show. It's on Podbean. Again, it's called Tina's Take. And that's there. We'll have another episode going up, I think, tonight, and then one maybe Sunday. So lots of cool stuff happening there. I just looked at my phone because notifications pop up every 5 seconds. Half of them you can ignore. This one seems pertinent. It says that Mike Pence is taking over the transition team, the White House transition team, from Chris Christie. I don't know how common that is for the vice president-elect to be the head of the transition team. I don't know. But Chris Christie, of course, the governor of New Jersey, he's sort of mired in this Bridgegate thing that CNN couldn't drop for 100 years, and they still can't drop it. Lanes closed on the George Washington Bridge. Go figure. There's always lanes closed on that bridge. But so that's why you didn't see a whole lot of Chris Christie over the last, really 6 weeks, 8 weeks, once that trial started with his aides and his chief of staff and all that. You didn't see much of Chris Christie. So Mike Pence, he's the head of the transition team, whatever that's worth to you. We'll talk about, in just in a few minutes, who we think might be in this cabinet. We'll prognosticate to the best of our ability. I think we all have a pretty good idea of where the chips may fall, at least for the first couple of years. That's how it goes. Everyone's who works on the campaign gets a spot in the cabinet, and then after a couple of years, they go, you know what, okay, I'll do something else now. Obama's cabinet was largely picked by Wall Street and Soros and Valerie Jarrett. Looks like Trump is actively involved in picking his cabinet. And again, we'll talk about that in a little bit. So going back to these schools here for a little bit, we have Michigan's Royal Oak Middle School. This apparently is just, looks like it's just northwest of Detroit. I mean, not far, like it's in like right near Detroit. They have the police. The police are outside this school because parents are very, very worried. They're very concerned for their precious little angels. There is a video taken by what I imagine was a student. Why a middle school student is allowed to take video in a public cafeteria is beyond me. But the video shows a bunch of kids in the cafeteria chanting, "Build a wall." You know, we Trump, Trump, Trump. I've heard this stuff from a lot of people over the course of the last couple of days. Thursday's show, I told you about a teacher I was spoken to who was absolutely distraught over the fact that her students were wearing the red Make America Great Again hats and chanting Trump in the hallways. She was very upset about this, but it's not the only place. A lot of places, this is what's going on. See, this is the kids. These are the kids that they're at the time in their lives and in their education when, while they are impressionable, they are learning a very basic concept of our country. They're learning about the founding fathers, they're learning about founding principles, the framers, the Federalist Papers, and they're making the connection. They're making the connection that Donald Trump represents that view more than Hillary Clinton did. They're not looking into WikiLeaks. They're not looking at anything else. They haven't been corrupted by taxes, by business tax, any sort of, you know, liabilities. They're not at that point in their lives. They're making very broad, basic connections. And they made a connection with Donald Trump. It has nothing else to do with anything else. So these teachers, they're very upset. And this parent, she called the police and she called the school district. And the principal is saying, "We'll be working on this in the school today." Working on what? These kids are excited. They're part of the process. And that's exciting for a kid. With all the hoopla and all the talk and all the back and forth for years, literally, about this election, whether it be the primary season or the general election, these kids were left out. These were the ones who were left out. They didn't have a voice. This is their way of being a part of it. It's their First Amendment right. If they want to chant Trump, 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 or build a wall, then they're allowed to. This one snowflake mother, she says, it's taunting and it's bullying. No, it's not either one. It's their right. It's their right to do it. And you know what? Good for them. Keep doing it. They feel proud of their president. You don't see too many people chanting Obama right now, do you? Not too many kids chanting Obama because their parents are out of work, their jobs went away. They have trouble finding food sometimes. Some families, 51 million families on food stamps. Are those kids chanting Obama, or do you think they're chanting Trump right now? I think we know the answer to that. And it would have gotten worse. It would have gotten worse under Hillary Clinton, and everybody knows that. But we'll talk about those who don't know that because they're just not that well informed. And they're rioting all over the country. From New York to L.A., we'll go over what they've been doing and how it's been escalating when we come back.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down, and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about this mayhem, the mayhem going on, the riots, the protesters. They just can't handle it. They didn't get a trophy. They don't like it. They don't get trophies. They get really mad, really upset. That's what happens when we baby these people. They don't know what disappointment feels like. This is their first real dose of disappointment. Some of them are just out of college, you know, or didn't even go to college. But the ones that are out of college, they spent 4 years in academia being protected by the walls around the college. And you got them going on. They're all going Portland, Oregon last night. They're going, they're blocking roads. They're busting in windshields. They're graffitiing on buildings. They're hanging out on top of McDonald's. I mean, it's lawless. It's lawless. And like I said all week, their reign of terror is coming to an end. So they got to get it out of their systems, I guess. Because you know Obama's not going to say, don't do this, peaceful transition to power. He said it once and that was it. Hillary Clinton the same way. Because this is all being funded by their buddy George Soros. That's, you know, they have those ads on Craigslist to respond to and they'll pay them. They're paid professional protesters. And plus, we saw from Project Veritas and WikiLeaks, we know this is all staged. We know it's all, they're all getting paid. There's some that aren't, that are just really too stupid to realize the facts that are at hand here. But a lot of them are getting paid. The ones who are really sort of stirring the pot, they're getting paid. Now, they're saying that they're doing this for the children. They're fighting for our children, fighting for the future. Well, What do you think is a better example to set for children? Rioting, damaging public property, destroying private property because you didn't get your way? Or perhaps the other example could be accepting the outcome, even though you're not happy with it, regrouping, trying to work together as a team, as a family, the American family, and then trying your best shot in 2020. Which do you think is a better example? There was one guy here in New York. They asked him why he's protesting. I'm not going to tell you his name, but he's from New York. And he says, you got everything straight up and down the line. You got climate change. You got the Iran deal. You got gay rights. You got mass deportations. Just everything straight up and down the line. The guy is wrong on every issue. All right. I call BS. Climate change. When you have somebody who's not paid via a grant to study climate change, I'll listen. They all get grant money. They got to find a problem. Once you find a problem, you present the problem. We're going to study the problem. We need money to do that. Ooh, we have a bigger problem now. We need more money. That's how climate change works. Now, some of these people, they think that the world started in like 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. They think that's when the world started. And everything we've done from then, the Industrial Revolution, all the way through the tech revolution, the housing bubble, and we have such an enormous impact on this planet. Guess what? Let's go back about 2 billion years ago, when the Earth was still 2 billion years old, way before us. And there were volcanoes exploding. There were oceans boiling. Did we do that? Did somehow me driving my 15-mile-a-gallon pickup truck, did that somehow retroactively create this extremely volatile, volcanic environment 2 billion years ago? No. Climate change, the Earth goes in cycles. There's warming periods. There's cooling periods. That's how it works. We have such a minimal, small impact on our environment. To think we could actually destroy a planet? How arrogant are we? All right, so climate change out the window. The Iran deal. What's good about the Iran deal? I'm waiting to hear this. There's a lot of Democrat senators who can't even say the Iran deal's a good idea. They just had to get something through because Obama has no legacy. See, the last year and a half was all about trying to find the Obama legacy. So they're going to throw a whole bunch of stuff against the wall and see what sticks. This was part of that stuff. Do you think Israel is real happy about the Iran deal? Do you think us giving $150 billion to a state sponsor of terrorism was a good idea? Or perhaps paying a ransom to get back 10 U.S. Navy sailors, was that a good idea? Flown overnight in a cargo jet, pallets of money, every single denomination, that's not how a non-corrupt government works. Okay, so the Iran deal's out. Gay rights. Well, you know, for a time there, Donald Trump was against that Article 2 or whatever it was in North Carolina about the use of bathrooms. There are a lot of people out there who are gay who support Donald Trump. In fact, one of his cabinet members may be gay. So I guess we can scratch that one too. Mass deportations, this is a myth propagated by mainstream media. First it was deportation force. You know what? If you do not want criminals out of here, then you're crazy. You got screws loose. We got people here who commit crimes, go to jail, get deported, come back, commit crimes, go to jail, get released, never leave the country again. It happens 4 or 5 times. Then they decide I'm staying and keep committing crimes, and no one wants to hold them in these sanctuary cities. You think that's a good idea? But nobody said anything about mass deport. That's the whole thing. Oh, they're going to come break up families. Nobody has ever said that. You know who has said that? CNN has said that. MSNBC has said that. CBS, ABC, NBC. That's who has said that. Donald Trump has never said that. These people are so misinformed. And if you take all of these arguments from this protester, climate change, the Iran deal, gay rights, mass deportations, and you tell them the truth, I bet they wouldn't be so upset. But they're being lied to by George Soros. They're being lied to by the professional protesters, by Black Lives Matter, MoveOn.org, Change.org, all these people. They're all complicit with this. San Francisco, New York, Portland, Oakland. Even this guy, this mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, he says, I think it's a beautiful expression of democracy. So burning down buildings, smashing people's windshields, graffitiing on a business owner's business, their livelihood on the line, where they have to go to make money to feed their families, that's a beautiful expression of democracy? LA is next. This guy's got to go. This Eric Garcetti. Crazy. Craziness. You know what? The problem here is they were never prepared. Mainstream media did a bad job of preparing these people for the obvious. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
All right, guys. While I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all of the old episodes on rhinoreport.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out some articles, some Rhino rants, or all of the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, among others. But those are the biggies, the big ones. So I contend that these protesters, the ones that aren't being egged on by the George Soroses and Paid and the BLM and MoveOn.org, I contend that they just weren't prepared. Mainstream media did a really, really bad job of preparing people for what a lot of us really thought was the obvious outcome. See, you had these polls, and you would see Donald Trump ebb and flow with Hillary Clinton up and down and up and down, and there was this sampling and there was that sampling. But at the end of the day, besides the sampling, now that most polls were using a Democrat plus 10 or plus 8 model, that's what most polls were using. When they used a 2012 model or even a 2014 model, the numbers shifted awfully drastically. So it wasn't the numbers that they were getting, it was the control, it was the model that they were using to make the numbers say whatever they want. See, in statistics, you can make numbers say whatever you want. It's very easy, especially in a poll. And you can lead with questions, you can ask questions a certain way, you can omit questions to get a sampling you like, and if you don't like it, you can interject stuff. See, had they done a real job, had they done a real nonpartisan job, you would have seen that Donald Trump was leading in most states. National polls, and I said this from the very beginning, we look at them, they're fodder, it shows a trend, but we can't base anything on them because that's just not how we vote. You can take 1,400 people from across the country, a smattering of rural people and urban folks and suburban people, and it's not going to really give you a good idea of what's going to happen. And there were a lot of people, including myself, who never saw Wisconsin falling. I didn't think that brick out of the blue wall would be the one to fall out. I thought maybe Michigan. That would have been the one that I had. Maybe Pennsylvania, although it's kind of that loosey football. Maybe this was a year where there was just enough people mad that Pennsylvania, because of the western part of the state, could probably fall. But mainstream media, what do they say? Two Sundays ago, ABC WAPO, Clinton up 12 points. They knew that was wrong. And you can tell they knew. They put that out the day before early voting in Florida. That was done on purpose to get the Florida people juiced up, out to vote, confirm this win, give Hillary Florida, election over. Then they told people, Florida's the linchpin. He's got to win Florida. If he doesn't win Florida, it's all over. Well, turns out, not really. See, they set this whole thing up so that Hillary Clinton was the winner from the beginning. They did not do a good job of preparing people for what I like to call the red button. Donald Trump was something of the red button. If you have a 4 or 5 year old and you say to them, don't touch that red button, what's the first thing they want to do? They want to touch the red button. I'd want to touch it too. They turned Donald Trump into the red button. You can't vote for this guy. He's not politically correct. He's not fit to be president. He's different. He's not like us. He's orange. Whatever they were saying, they made him the red button. They did this to themselves. And it's very possible Donald Trump and Kellyanne Conway and Bannon saw this coming a mile away. Maybe Manafort didn't see it. Maybe Lewandowski didn't see it. But they capitalized on that. Now, when you look at the polls, you look at the IBD poll. This is traditionally the last four election cycles now, the most accurate. See, this has Donald Trump up by 3 points. Well, almost three. 2.5 points. This is the last one they put out before the election. I think it was election morning is what it was. Tuesday morning, perhaps. He didn't finish plus two. He's going to finish with not having the higher popular vote. I'm resigned to that. I get that. It's going to be close. It won't be, millions of votes. It'll be a couple hundred thousand. He'll be short. I think the best poll was the LA Times poll. And everybody wants to call IBD and LA Times one-offs. Nobody wanted to listen to them. Everyone said that they were skewed. It was bad sampling. It's not a good standard. The methodology is all off. But what the LA Times does in their methodology is they just ask you, what is the percentage of your likelihood to vote? And it's a daily email sent out to, 3,000 or 4,000 people, whatever it is. And that is the best way of gaining or grasping what the trend is. Are people more likely to vote for Trump one day or less likely to vote for Trump one day? And then same thing with Hillary Clinton. They were self-weighting their poll. And that showed you. Donald Trump never dragged in that poll. He was on top in that poll. I think he went up mid-August. Mid-August, he went on top. And then you saw the last 2 weeks, the lines get further and further and further apart. And we talked about it on this show with your trend lines and your resistance points and your support lines. And if based on that poll, they may have been the most correct because this was a surge election. Even though the numbers weren't out there, Donald Trump knew what he needed to do. They knew what they needed to gain, the numbers they needed to get. And you could see the enthusiasm people had by this poll. It was largely an enthusiasm poll. That's largely what it was. But that's who goes out and votes, people who are enthusiastic. All right, we come back. I'll talk about this petition that Change.org has. They want to get rid of the Electoral College, or at least have the electors not vote for Donald Trump in December. What kind of traction will this get?
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
This is Larry Elder inviting you to join me twice daily here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN3 Reagan Radio Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern for my live three-hour show. And don't miss the replay of the show on CRN1 starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Larry Elder Show, twice as good, two times daily, Monday through Friday on CRN. Find out more at crntalk.com.
All right, folks, welcome back now to this last segment of this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You know, I think it's funny that you have your pollsters like Chris Steigerwald and Larry Sabato and all these big pollsters are saying that IBD, the Investor's Business Daily, which was the most accurate poll, and LA Times are still one-offs. Somebody said, are they the standard now? And they laughed it off. Ha ha ha, no, they're not the standard. Why? They were right. They were the only ones that were right. You think Quinnipiac is still the standard? ABC WAPO is still the standard? They were way off. They had the information. They had the numbers. They had the sampling. But it didn't fit the narrative. And we said that very, very early on in the primary season. Very early. I said, watch out with these polls because they're going to have to fit a narrative. You can't have NBC telling you Donald Trump is doing terribly and then show a poll with him doing really well. These polls were situated to fit a narrative from day one. They had the numbers. They knew what was going on. It was the ones who analyzed the polls, like Steigerwald and Sabato. They were the ones who were wrong. But they didn't do their due diligence in looking into the actual numbers. These polls, oh, Clinton up 10? Great, she's going to win. Like, all right. We're off of that. We'll get on that probably again next week. 2 million people have signed this Change.org petition. They said, we are calling on the electors to ignore their state's votes and cast ballots for the Secretary of State Clinton. Why? Mr. Trump is unfit to serve. His scapegoating of so many Americans and his impulsivity, bullying, lying, admitting history of sexual assault, and utter lack of experience make him a danger to the republic. Secretary Clinton won the popular vote and should be president. The only Trump reason won is because of the Electoral College, but the Electoral College can actually give the White House to either candidate, so why not use this most undemocratic of our institutions to ensure a democratic result? They have 2 million signatures. Well, let me give you a little wake-up call here, snowflakes. The United States is not a democracy. It's a republic. They are very different. Had you attended your civics, history, or government classes, you may have realized that. That is very, very basic. This is why the middle school kids and the elementary school kids, that's why they're happy Trump won, because they understand this and you don't. That will never happen. You would see, that would be a total breakdown of our system, so that's going nowhere. Really quickly, who do we think? Who do we think is going to be in this cabinet? The Donald Trump kitchen cabinet. I think chief of staff, I really think that they might be looking at Reince Priebus, and you got to give him credit. I mean, I dogged this guy from day one. But he came on board, and he did what he had to do, and he actually, you know what? He did a good job. I give Reince Priebus credit. They're looking at him. They're looking at Bannon, maybe, to be the chief of staff. AG, got to be Rudy. Got to be Rudy now, maybe Chris Christie later, something like that. Secretary of State, I think Newt has that locked up. I really do. Secretary of Defense, I think Flynn, General Flynn, he's probably the guy there. Secretary of Health and Human Services, got to be Carson. Dr. Ben Carson, he's got to be the guy. I think that Sheriff David Clark will be somewhere in the Homeland Security, something like that. Mike McCall, he may be in that Homeland Security arena. But David Bossy, who is the deputy campaign manager, Stephen Bannon, and Hope Hicks, who was the spokesperson for the campaign, along with Corey Lewandowski, they were all at Trump Towers on Friday. So they may all be involved here. He wants to get his picks out as soon as possible. He does. That will settle a lot of people down. Maybe Peter Thiel is somewhere in the mix here. I don't know. But that's going to be a good thing. Best article I saw all week was by Ann Coulter. She says the first 100 days, Trump on 100 days, day one, start building the wall all the way to day 100, continue building the wall, and then give us a progress report on day 100 of how far the wall has been built. All right, guys, hope you had a good time today. Big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great, safe weekend, everybody. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.